Again, Jack talks about it in when he very first went to meet Ajahn Chah, and Jack had been, because he'd been a Peace Corps volunteer in Thailand, and he had lived in the northeast of Thailand. So, as they get in Peace Corps, you get very, very good language training, and then he was living in the northeast of Thailand, so he managed to get a very good foundation in the northeastern dialect, which was what Ajahn Chah was. That was his primary language, and it wasn't until much later in his life that he really started. Like when Jack first went, when Ajahn Sumedho was already there, you wouldn't hear Thai spoken. It would be the northeastern Laotian dialect, and which is a it's a fun language, but it's really kind of down home Lao. It's fun, very direct. But anyway, he could when Jack went, he could speak. Communicate with Ajahn Chah, which was, say, different than when I went, because you know, kind of wander off the hippie trail and show up at Ajahn Chah's monastery as a newly ordained monk with no background in language and not even any background in real training. Having to go through whoever was around who could translate in those days, but Jack had the good fortune to be able to communicate directly with him. So then, when he arrived at Lopa Cha, his first greeting was, "Well, I hope you're not afraid to suffer." and of course, Jack took him aback really quickly, and. Jack asked him what he meant, and Lopa explained that there are two kinds of suffering. One that you turn away from, and it keeps following you. And the second, which is the suffering you're willing to face and learn from. The second kind is what gives us the ability to be free. Lopa Cha was never afraid to make us confront this, and hence sometimes training with Lopa could be difficult. It pushed you into relinquishment. It pushed you into letting go, and so it was. But I think we all had a confidence in Ajahn Chah that this is difficult. He's pushing me to my limits of what I'm willing to. Let go of, but there's something there.